light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O bounteous Maker of all life, who saw the empty depth and height, and filled them with the living beings, which swim by fins and fly on wings. In vision once all these were seen, brought down from heaven on a sheet, with words which bid call not unclean, arise, apostle, slay and eat. For at God's table is a place for every people, tongue and race. So grant your house, O Lord, increase, and multiply your flock in peace. All praise to Christ who has refreshed the poor and hungry with his flesh, who has by blood from his own side the new creation purified. Amen. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. Come, ring out our joy to Adonai. Hail the rock who saves us. Let us come before God, giving thanks. With songs let us hail Adonai. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. God is Adonai, in whose hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are God's, to whom belongs the sea and the dry land shaped by those hands. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. Come in, let us bow and bend low. Let us kneel before God who made us. For God is our God and we the people of God's pasture, the flock that is led God's hand. voice. Harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would hear my voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah. As on that day in the desert, when your forebears tested me, when they tried me, oh, they saw my works. If today not your
heart. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. The Holy Spirit says, "Oh, that today you would hear God's voice. Harden not your hearts as at the rebellion in the day of testing in the desert, where your ancestors tested and tried me. Take care, brothers and sisters, that none of you may have an evil and unfaithful heart, so as to forsake the living God. Encourage yourselves daily, while it is still today, so that none of you may grow hardened by the deceit of sin. We have become partners of Christ if only we hold the beginning of the reality firm until the end." Thanks be to God.
Christ, the image of God, is the good news of God's glory. He has dawned upon us and brought us to light. Out of darkness, God has made to shine within us the light of God's glory. In the face of Jesus Christ, He has dawned upon us and brought us to light. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. Christ, the image of God, is the good news of God's glory. He has dawned upon us and brought us to light. Rabbi, if you will, you can cure me. Moved with compassion, Jesus said, "I do, and now be healed." And at once the leper was healed. Alleluia. My heart is radiant with Adonai. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Rabbi, if you will, you can cure me. Moved with compassion, Jesus said, I do, and now be healed. And at once the leper was healed. Alleluia.
O Jesus, God from God and light from light, through whom all things were made, be our light and our salvation. O Jesus, source of life and holiness, be our light and our salvation. O Jesus, faithful preacher and guardian of the gospel, be our light and our salvation. O Jesus, salt of the earth and light of the world, be our light and our salvation. O Jesus, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, be our light and our salvation. O Jesus, you taught us to pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of the sea and sky, as we celebrate the fifth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wonder and beauty of all the creatures you have made, for each one of them reveals something of your inexpressible love. Awaken in us a profound sensitivity to your presence in all of creation, and awareness that it is in you that we and all creation live and move and have our being. For your love is the power that has created all things, sustains all things, and invites all things to join you in building the future, now and forever. Amen. May the God of the cosmos bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now. Mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O Holy One, as you have already blessed humankind through the fruitful virginity of Blessed Mary, grant that we may further enjoy the fruit of the prayers of her, through whom we are related to the very Author of life, Jesus, our Emmanuel. Amen.